Well, I have on the line, and I'm really delighted to have a very, very good friend who I've known for, I think, pretty close to 20 years. I hold him in high regard. Paul, you know of Sean Condon. He's a really interesting guy, and we've had a number of talks about many things associated with business. And I want to say, hi, how are you going, Sean?
Good day, mate. How are you? Welcome.
Really good. We're just trying to pick it up here at the moment in the studio. You can hear us okay?
I certainly can.
Okay, terrific. I've got Paul Maher, the owner of Loxley on Bellbird here, and we're going to ask you a couple of questions. So I was just going to say good evening to you. Here, Sean.
Thanks,
yep.
How you going,
hi,
Sean?
Man. Good, thank you, mate. Business is brisk.
Okay, right, sorry, just hearing here. Sean, your practice, you've been in as an accountant, and particularly in accounting, but you really specialise in a number of key areas such as forensic accountant, insolvency and so on. When we talk about forensic accounting, what are we really talking about?
Well, it's really funny. The old TV show Quincy had everyone convinced that the word forensic meant medical, but in fact forensic means for court, or to provide evidence to court. So commonly, if you're working in the forensic field, you're normally doing some form of financial investigation in order to provide a report to a court. So it could well be evidence of money that someone's stolen from a business. It could be evidence that determines the loss that's been suffered by somebody's business after a major fire. Or a dispute in a contractual situation. And in fact, for the average mum and dad on the street, the most common one that they would come across would be in divorce proceedings, where a forensic accountant is often called in to determine values on relative assets owned by the family, commonly businesses and business-type properties.
Yeah, Sean, I'm looking at your fabulous ad in Western Sydney Business Access magazine. And I'm just reading here, Condon Associates offer free consultations. If we're not able to help with your situation, we assist you with pointing you in the right direction, finding you a professional and more suited to your specific needs. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no point in taking money off people for wrong reasons. And we like to ensure that we can deliver the best service possible. And given that most of what we do with are very, very complex situations, you really don't know whether you can assist until you've spent a little bit of time finding out the actual facts of the situation. You know, it's not quite as simple as, look, I had a car accident on the way home. It's XYZ type brand. Can you fix it? Yes, I can. There's a little bit more depth that needs to go into whether or not we can actually help.
Yeah. Sean, your experience has been with many, many businesses, small businesses to medium-sized businesses to large businesses over your
yep.
career. Are you able to look at a set of accounts, for example, a profit and loss and a balance sheet, and can it tell you a story that may be a bit different to what people are telling you? Can you read between the lines in great detail? And I'm sure you can. What types of things do you think people don't understand about their financials as well? Because I think people are fairly ignorant in the nicest possible way about their financials. They may be good plumbers or good at that, but when they really start to look at their financials, it tells a totally different story. Am I right in some way?
No, look, absolutely. One of the most common problems that I come across, and it's interesting when I talk to accountants, they ask the same question, but is it simple? Do you have more liabilities than assets? So is there a deficiency on your balance sheet? Now, for many, many years, that was considered to be very much the norm because it was theoretically evidence of a high level of tax planning and tax management. In fact, it's now an extremely dangerous thing because if you've got a negative assets on your balance sheet, that immediately tells me that you're trading whilst insolvent and you're exposing your personal assets. And that's just one indicator. By looking at a couple of other numbers, if you look at your current assets and your current liabilities and analyse the two of those together, if you've got more current liabilities than current assets, then you've got a cash flow problem because you've got a shortage of working capital. So there's a lot of different things that you can pull out of a balance sheet if you've got the knowledge of how to do it. And if it's, and it's amazing what you can do when you can look at a, you know, if you get three or four sets of accounts together, what you can extract out of those can often be mind blowing to the director, when you can tell them a lot of their story and they find it surprising that you can know so much about their business from 10 or 15 sheets of paper.
Sean, we're going to go to a break. It's 5:30. I want you to come back and tell us, what types of things do you think, I mean, you talk to businesses all the time, because particularly businesses that are coming towards insolvency and so on, are you able to provide some strategy and solution around things? And I know that you can. Let's talk about that after the break and just try and help clients, because I think people should be coming to you before they get this situation of insolvency and really poor cash flow.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Tim.
Okay, great.